Okay.
Can you just tell me, so can you tell me where you were from originally?
I'm from Huntington, West Virginia.
From West Virginia?
Uh-huh. From Huntington, West Virginia. Raised in Logan County. That's where I was raised. But I left there, I ran away from home, I was 13. And I had a broken family, you know, kind of a unappreciable stepmother. And I couldn't stand her, and I left. And I didn't go back no more till I was 27. That paper's got a lot of mistakes in it. Mm-hmm. And when I went back home, my people didn't know me.
They didn't know you?
My mother or father, because I had gotten so stout, they didn't even know who I was. Uh-huh. And that's how this came about. And I was a Mary Daniel, and they, and in show business, they changed my name to Mary Smith. Mm-hmm. And I took up with Bessie, and she said, I'm gonna adopt you as my sister. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I would go, I would meet her, mm-hmm. everywhere. So when the,
was she older than you?
Oh yeah, she's going. When she got killed, she was 52. I wasn't even a kid. Mm-hmm. And I promised her, I stayed on Rabbit Foot 11 years, mm-hmm. or every summer for 11 years. And when the show closed in November of the 24th of 1937, I was sitting in the Greyhound bus station in Jackson, Mississippi, going to her, the Troxdale, Mississippi, when the news came over she was killed.
In 1937?
On J.C. Lincoln's show. That's where she was killed in that car accident. Uh-huh. So probably, if it had, because she was going to put me on my feet. Uh-huh. See, and hadn't, when she hadn't got killed, I'd have been a star today, but didn't nobody else seem like they was concerned enough about me to push me to the front. Uh-huh. So that's why that all came about. And I was from the went out working in different nightclubs and on different bills, and I'd meet different performers, and P. Meat Markham, and Buddy Beans, and Susie, and all of Ella Fitzgerald, and Billie Holiday, all those people I met, Yardbird, all them people. And I just was just in with them, and I worked for Izzy Charles for quite some time, the Cotton Club in Cincinnati. I've always had, whenever I went somewhere, whenever they booked me somewhere, wasn't no use, wasn't no sin I was going to come right back, because they would hold me over and over so I'd get tired and leave myself. And that's the truth. I would just get, I didn't want to see the same people, or, you know, over and over. And I worked every practically all over the United States and all up the United States, and Showboat Show, USO Show, Burns, George Burns, mm-hmm. Burns, all of them.
What was the first type of show that you worked on?
The first show, when I ran away, I was Miller's, Marshmallow's Attraction, a little giddy carnival. Uh-huh. I ran away the only thing, washing dishes. Uh-huh. And they were looking for me and I would hide, uh-huh. you know. And then they got behind me, then I ran off of that show and I went
did,
to
did you do anything on the carnival, or did you just
No, I just watched it then, because I didn't know nothing about learning. Uh-huh. And when I started to train myself, I'd see those people doing, I said, I can do that too. And I'd get behind the stage and I'd, everything they did, I would mock them. And when I got on Ceaseless Mighty Midway shows, a beautiful big carnival, and a woman named Evelyn Redding, a black lady, and her husband, Doc Thomas, and she said, I like you. She said, I'm going to train you, and she did. And she was a beautiful singer. And she says, I'm going to train you. And she started me doing courses. And I developed so fast. Stopped me doing the shake dance, and I developed that so fast. She took me back doing comedy. Everything she did, and I went too fast. Went to, she said, your voice is beautiful, so I'm gonna start just singing blues, and that's where I started. Uh-huh. Right, come on, God bless today, and I love her today. Uh-huh. And she said, when I turn you loose, you can go anywhere, and that is the truth I have been around in my life. And I enjoyed it. Uh-huh. So, and
so how old were you when that was happening?
Oh, my long, about 17, 18, something.
So you were a young girl. And yeah, it was a big carnival?
Oh, yeah. See, the show was 100, had 114 cars at that particular time. Uh-huh. Then I went over on Johnny J. Jones. They had 175 cars.
And it was a carnival, not a circus.
No, those were carnivals. I ain't never worked on circus but 1 week in my life. Uh-huh. And I couldn't stand it. Mm-hmm. And I left that running. Because they got when they went to a dance one night and fed Mississippi, I never shall forget it. And they had played a dance, and they came in really dark, and they thought they was hungry, they was gonna eat. Well, I know we're going to eat the Coast Girls. Well, they called sardines Coast Girls, and I didn't know what it was. And I said, well, they ain't going to eat me. And I got scared and ran away, left the show. And I went down to Fayetteville and went to work in a little old joke down there for about 2 weeks. Then I left there and I went to the Robinson Silver Minstrel. That was a beautiful show. 1 week stand was lovely. And I stayed over there about 3 years. But then if I hear of a good show, I'd go. I wouldn't stay. I just wanted to go. And that's why I learned. And so I enjoyed it. And I stayed. And so then when the people got the place, they liked me, you know, and enjoyed me. So then I just kept going. Just kept going. And if you said, and I like, if I would be here and I hear a show in Miami, you know, then I'd be in Miami. That's how I learned, see, because I wanted to develop myself. See, I wanted something new. And I didn't like that medicine business. I married my first husband on David S. Bell's show, Dr. Bell Fargo Follies.
Medicine show?
Yes, in 43. And we separated in 45. That's the first medicine show I've been on in my life, and the last one. Uh-huh. I went, well, they were real nice people, but I just didn't like it. But I wanted something that was qualified. You know, I wanted
quality.
And
was
I,
the medicine show very, was it sleazy? Was it kind of a...
No, it was nice. It was real nice. They were classical people. They were religious people. And they were nice people. But I just didn't like that. I didn't open air and all that stuff. I just didn't like that. And I wanted to be in a big band. That's what I wanted to be with. And in the nightclub, I just carried away with nightclubs. Uh-huh. And that's what I left. And I just went from club to club. I come to develop this person, see me, they book me to this one, they book, and that's how I got it, got my start. So I thank God for it.
Can you just go back? Were you scared when you ran away from home when you first started?
Yes, I really was afraid. I was nervous and I wanted to go back home, and I was afraid to let my people know where I was at. I know my daddy would kill me, would beat me to death, and that grandmother, that's my grandmother there, she'd kill me, she would beat me to death. And she hadn't seen me but once. Since I left home, that was the 77. She's gone now. She died on the 19th of May. Wasn't Clifford the 12th of May? 114.
She lived to be 114.
Lived to be 114. She died on the 14th of May. Top of the 14th of May.
Well, that suggests that you're going to live a long time too.
I hope so. My mother died in 55. She was 77 when she passed away. So I've enjoyed it. I met nice people. And what was so stunning, I stole my brother's overall. That's the one I'm going to see next month if I have the money. And my hair was long. And I put it right tight on my head and put a cap on. And they called me Little Rastas. They thought I was a boy. And I hoboed the freight train boxcar.
Is that how you ran away?
Yeah. And it was cold. And I slept between two logs and the fire and the snow just fall down on me. And them men fed me, they thought I was a little boy and called me Little Rastas. I did that. And ate all kind of old slum good, you know, all kind of junk. We'd go to the stores, back of the stores, you know, and get stuff and make a little something.
When you ran away, was the carnival, were you on the carnival already?
No, I ran away from home and I just
You just ran away?
Just ran off and just kept going. I'd sleep in this empty house. I'd sleep up under the house and sometimes 2-3 days I'd eat, sometimes wouldn't have nothing, sometimes wouldn't have water and I was afraid. I had one dress, I'd take it off and wash it, strip and wash it, lay down on it and iron it and put it back on. That's what I did. So thank God, all I went through with and all my hearts, ups and downs, I made it. And I got something to thank God for.
I know.
I got something. I don't think at my age I look the baddest in the world.
No, you don't.
I thank God for it, you know. Only thing that throws me back now, I got hurt in 72 on this 10th of October here. I got down on 15th Street. I got my back fractured and my leg, the cartridge burst in my leg. And it's giving me a lot of trouble. And I got all these cuts in my face, but otherwise I feel fine. Mm-hmm. Feel just fine. I stayed in the hospital about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that happened to me. That kind of slowed me down, you know. Walking, because every now and then it gives me trouble, you know. But otherwise I feel good.
Mm-hmm. So you're going back to when you were on the big carnival and you the lady was teaching you to sing,
mm-hmm.
was that the was it a carnival that had Ferris wheels and
yes, oh it was one of it was she's in by the Midway shows, and it was one of the, at that particular time was one of the biggest shows in the United States of carnival,
uh-huh.
and it was a classical, real classical show. We had a girl that died off the horse and red lips. Roy Rogers was over there. And Lash LaRue, behold, the Lamb of God, was over at the time.
Oh, no kidding.
Saturan Shake Dancer, Evelyn West,
uh-huh.
was over there at that particular time. Then I left them and I went to Johnny J. Jones' show. That's
which was a what? That was the carnival.
No, a big carnival. It's like a big, when they put 5 miles long, 5 miles wide,
uh-huh.
big city carnival. Oh, and they played all those UD affairs.
Uh-huh.
I made them big shows. I made them big ones.
What were you doing in those shows?
Well, then after I left Miss Evelyn Redding, I started singing.
Right.
I started singing, doing singles. And what was so killing, the first song I sang, Look Down the Lonesome Road, and they pushed me out there.
Uh-huh.
And I started to go, I said, don't you come out here, you're going out there. And I was just like this. I was just crying and going on, and I did a good job. And
you didn't dance, or did you dance?
No, I just did this little thing. Little, she showed me how to do it. Look down the lonesome road, and I did that thing. And I came off there, and I got an encore.
A song?
Yeah, Look Down the Lonesome Road, and that's what I did. And I had a habit. You ever, when I used to, everybody hear me sing, look down that lonesome road, you better believe me, I'll be gone. I would leave. Okay, where would I
look? That was one of your theme songs.
Yes,
back
sir.
Then.
I love me some Lonesome Road. I said, look at that Lonesome Road. I meant that I was gone. But I just enjoyed myself. And I've been with One Night. I was on Jailhouse Minister Show, Eric Tolles.
Can you tell me how the Long Lonesome Road goes? Can you still sing
I
that
know
one?
Some of it. I don't know it all.
Is it Look Up?
Hey, baby. Look down. And lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker before you travel on. We travel that lonesome road, we treading with a heavy load. Oh, look down at long old lonesome road before you travel on.
Pretty.
Well, it was a pretty thing. I love that with my heart. Yes, sir. And all we did, and of course we did Sugar Blues. Good Man is hard to find. People's crazy about that today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let no one man worry your mind. And they did Fat Swallow used to do for me. Bugle Blues. I used to dance Bugle Blues. And
I
used to dance. Style as I am, I was style as I am now. I used to do flying splits.
Really?
I got a son in California is giving up to be an outstanding contortionist in the business as a polio victim.
He was a polio victim?
He is now,
uh-huh.
all his life. And he's had 36 operations on his legs. His legs ain't no bigger than that, but he'll make you sick at your stomach where he'll double himself up on a cliff. Beautiful, right today. But he says he's been trying to get him a break and he can't get none.
Uh-huh.
And he's in Los Angeles. I have his address, everything.
Uh-huh.
He contacts me very often.
So after the big, so you went, then you went to the John Jones?
Johnny J. Jones. I stayed on there 3 years and I left in Mr. Irvin C.
But
Miller.
Was it you were singing on a show that was like
minstrel? They had
a minstrel tent.
The big carnival. And I was working under Fathead Williams at that particular time. Then I left there and I went to Royal Americans in Tampa.
Oh, you did? You went to the
Royal Americans? Yeah, Leon Claxton. Yeah, well, they stayed a while. I left there. They made me mad and I left there.
Then a minstrel show there, or was it a
big minstrel show. I had one of the best. Mm-hmm. And they played all this. You know, when you play, when them carnivals play them fat, they have to have all of that stuff, you know.
They had a sideshow too and all that stuff?
Yes. And then I left there and I joined James E. Straits, which is in Orlando. Yeah. In the winters in Orlando. I stayed there 5 years with Irvin C. Miller.
Uh-huh.
Then I left Irvin C. Miller and went with
Irvin. When were you with the Straits?
Oh, in the 40s. And Irvin C. Miller had the show over there. Then I went back over there with Bronze Mankins, Charles A. Taylor, who's in Los Angeles today, paralyzed. Uh-huh. I went over there with them. Then I went from there to Cavalcade Amusement Company. That's a great big company. Damn, I'm not gonna make but big show. See, I left them. I left Hadley and all that bunch. I want something big.
Uh-huh. Well, how about when you were with that the carnival? What would the show be like? What was it called? Was it called with the like
bronze,
the Straits
Carnival? Yeah. Well, in the back that would be an old space for the brown skin models, mm-hmm. and then the brown skin models, and then the bronze mannequins. You have it here. Look in here. You see it all. See, get me here and ask. This man, one of the greatest comics in the history of the world ever known. He died at the age of 82, and his teeth was as white as a drips of snow, and they offered Mr. Miller $1,000 for his teeth after he died.
Really?
Yes, that's
what's
right.
What's his name?
William Earl. This is him right here.
So what is this?
This is where I was on bronze mannequins with Charles A. Taylor. See me standing right here?
Oh, this is the bronze mannequins?
Right.
And this was with one of the carnivals?
Right. That was on James E. Straits.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a group of dancing girls and
musicians?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Now here.
And you as the singer.
Right. All these, of course. Now this was our featured dancer, Benny Williams. And this was our drummer right here, Calloway. And all these people, majority of all these people are living today. They're all in Memphis and in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Was all them. That's Bonnie Johnson was the drummer over there. He's the owner of the drummer there. He's a band leader.
Mm-hmm. So and this was one of the minstrel attractions.
Right,
at the carnival.
Right, right.
So, okay, so you worked in through the 40s in the carnival. This is before the medicine show.
I worked at the. I worked after the medicine show. I was on. I didn't stay on the medicine show too long, but I didn't like it. I didn't like that. That's another one. Did you see the other one?
This one here.
This was in Boston, mm-hmm. at Spotlight Club, beautiful club. And I worked there. I left there in '52. I came home. I left there because my mother was sick, and I left and came home in '52. And kept my mother. That was a nice old band too, and there were some beautiful people to work with. And this is a Cuban. This is the same man over here, Bonnie Johnson and his band. This is all these are all Cubans here. They were very nice. So Pimiento. His course, a special course. This is that same man I was telling you about,
one
William
Earl.
Great
comedian.
Yeah.
And where is this? Which show is this?
That's Brown Skin Models.
This the Straits Carnival show.
Right. Uh-huh.
So how did you get into medicine shows from that?
No, I was on the medicine show first.
Oh, I see.
And I was at I've been working in clubs, and I met my first husband, Valdosta, Georgia, and 42. And I was away 42 and 43, and we married in 43 on there. And we separated in 45. And after we separated, and I went to work in the nightclubs.
So you first started off, and you went and you joined the carnival.
Right.
And then you went from the carnival to the medicine shows?
Right, right.
And then back to carnivals?
And then back to the one-nighters. I worked at minstrels, too. Robinson Silver Minstrel and All-Star Minstrel. And Sugarfoot Green.
Well, wait, were you in the carnivals at the Straits Carnival? You
yes.
After the medicine show or before?
Yeah, after.
After it.
After.
So you were with John G. C. Jones, and then you went to the medicine show.
No, all them after the carnivals. Afterwards, I was tired. I didn't like the medicine show.
So then you went to carnivals.
Right.
I
then I went from the carnivals to the with the bands, from the bands to the clubs, and back to the bands, alternating back and forth.
Okay.
That's why I wasn't like that. I didn't like that medicine.
The outdoor medicine show.
No, I didn't like that medicine. I didn't like that circus business. I couldn't stand it. I didn't want.
But was the medicine show the first thing that you joined after you ran away from home then? Or
no.
You were with a Gilly Carnival.
No, Gilly Carnival. Marshmallows Attraction Show in Sophie, West Virginia.
Little, and then after that, you went to John C. Jones.
The Eyes of Greatest first. Eyes of Greatest. That was a great big carver. Uh-huh. You know, they used to work in New York. Uh-huh. That they were headquarters was in New York. Uh-huh. And then I went from there to John C. Jones. Uh-huh. See.
And then I went back to
Eyes of Greatest. That was to John Francis. Uh-huh. Then after I left John Francis, then my husband met me, and he fell in love with me, so I went over to the medicine show. And after we married, we separated, and I left.
I left. So you was with your first husband that you were in the medicine show?
He died.
And was he a comedian?
He was comic and a dancer. He used to dance on the bill with Bill Robinson.
Oh, really?
He was a good dancer. My friend was an outstanding dancer.
What was his name?
Johnny Temple. They used to call him 1 Week Johnny. Uh-huh. Everybody knows Johnny.
Did you dance with him or not?
No, I never did work with him. Uh-huh. We never worked together. Uh-huh. Then I left, we separated. I went over on Rabbit Foot and I stayed over there 11 years mm-hmm. with them. I just went from show to show.
Mm-hmm. Was the medicine show an all-black show or was it
Yes, it was all black, the performers, but the head was white. Uh-huh. See, at that time it had to be. But all the producer was black.
That wasn't Bartok, was it?
That's Bartok, uh-huh.
Oh, you went with
David S. Bell. Mr. Bartok, you told me, oh, that's right, I've been with him too, Milton Bartok.
Yeah.
Well, I worked with them quite a while too. And Miss Bartok, I saw her before she died here. I forgot about her. Uh-huh. Yes, I worked with them. That's only two messages that have been on my life. Uh-huh. Only two. Uh-huh. But well,
when you were with the first one, what did you do in the shows?
I sang and danced and sold medicine. They sell medicine and things like that. And sometimes I would help Miss Bell to pack the candy and stuff like that. Sometimes I would, when I felt like it, or when I wanted to. That wasn't it. I probably hardly want to.
What did you think of the medicine? Did you think it was good?
It was nice. They had some nice medicine there, what I mean, for different things. It was good. Uh-huh. Of course, I took it too, but it was real nice.
How did you like the pitches? Did the doctor get up there and say this medicine will cure anything that you...
Oh, well, Dr. Bell did all pitching. We couldn't go against him. We had to go with him, But he threw out some medicine, some prizes, I'm telling you. He threw out some stuff out there. And he made his money. But I don't know why. He got burned out or something, and he got sick. And so she died, and he grieved himself to death, and he died. So that show just went right on. Fade away. So after all the shows just fading away, just fading away and just fading away and fading away. So I hear the high. So when I came here in 1960 on the 3rd of July.
Why do you think it faded?
I don't know. This modern skywriting, but people want more modern or something. I don't know. But people was asking for it now, I noticed. And I came here in 1960 on the 3rd of July. I left here and went to Saint Joe for the 4th. I came back here and I worked at the Palms and had stand ovation. You couldn't get in there. And I've been right here ever since.
What other songs did you sing? Would you remember certain songs from the medicine show days?
Oh, yeah. We did Bugle Blues. That's not a song. It's a dance. We did dance on that.
You don't dance anymore, do you?
No, I can't now. I do something, but my leg won't allow me to do since I got hurt on my leg because it will puff up on me. I do some things, but not much because it won't permit me to do so. We did Don't Let No One Man Worry Your Mind. Good man is hard to find.
How does Don't Let One Man...
Don't let no one man worry your mind. Keep 2-3 all the time. Remember the words that your mother taught. It is good if he's the seed that's ever been caught. Don't let no one man give you the blues. Your taste gonna quit, you tell him that's good news. Dry your eyes and listen to your mother. They're saying you got that man, you can always get another. Don't ever let no one man worry your mind. Oh. That's weird. And she
needed a nice song too.
Yeah, all that Annie did. I got the sugar blues. Everybody singing the sugar blues. The whole town's ringing. My loving man is sweet as he can be, but the doggone man done sour on me. I'm so unhappy, I feel so pleased, I don't know what I'll do. I don't forget it now. So what you should, I'm all confused. I got the sweet, sweet sugar, blue, oh sugar. I got the sweet, sweet sugar, blue. Oh, that old thing, that's what we did. Uh-huh.
Did you do any real up-tempo ones?
Yeah, they did. Way down up on the Swanee River, far, 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 far away. Oh, that's where my heart is turning over. That's where the old folks stay. Oh, this world seems sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh, dark is how my heart grows weary. That's where I'm far away from home. I just can't, but that's part. I just don't forget them, you know. But that's what you do. All of it, see, it just have to, you know, come to me. Uh-huh. All those things. But since I joined church, that all of them left me.
Uh-huh. Do you sing it basically the same way in church as you do it used to?
Well,
I know the songs are all different.
Yeah, so mostly because I got that tempo, a certain tempo, and I can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. It's just ground in me, and I just, you know.
No.
I can't.
The rhythm's in you, it's just in your soul.
Yeah, I just have to. And I see people standing like this, oh, that just kills me. Oh, brother, I just go to eat it, yeah, because I'm used to moving, you know. And it is. And they said, well, this woman's crazy. I said, I might be crazy, but I can't stand still. Uh-huh. And ain't no use nobody tell me to stand still, because I ain't going to stand still. Uh-huh. I just got to do something. If I don't do it, I must pat myself. And I got away. Now, I'm the director of the junior choir at my church. Uh-huh. When they look at me and I see them doing, they see me do this, they know I mean to move. Uh-huh. I do want them to move. Uh-huh. I can't stand it. But I enjoy.
So you usually stand up when you perform?
Oh, yeah. I don't ever sit down. Mm-hmm. I don't like that sitting down. It looks lazy. That looks lazy. I think, to me, I may be wrong what I'm saying. I notice a lot of ladies, God bless them. I want to tell them sometime, honey, go somewhere and sit down. You know, stand so still. And you can't say it yourself. You stand like that. I don't know how that looks. And I see him, I notice on Johnny Carson sometime, and Mary Griffin, they stand so still, and just look like they ain't doing nothing, you know. Oh, I just, oh, brother, I wish I could just get to you, just shake you. Just wish I could. Because show business ain't like it used to be. Not like it near like it used to be.
Well, let me see if I can give you enough room to stand up. You can see. Can I get you to stand up and do one of the songs? Like in Walking Blues?
Ready?
Does that give you enough space?
Uh-huh. You know, the papers are selling extra. Have you heard the news? I lost a man I love. I got those walking blues, but I try walking. Yes, my blues away. You know I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Tell you something, girl, that you don't understand. Don't ever fall in love with another woman's man. She'll keep you walking. Yes, your blues away. You know I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always. I'm a big fat woman. The meat is shaking on my bones. And every time I shake a skinny gal, I lose a home. I'll keep walking. Yes, my blues away. You know I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always. 6 bits ain't no dollar. A nickel ain't no dime. A woman gets sick and tired of seeing man all the time. She keep on walking. Yes, I blew the way. You know I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always.
Let me see if I can get you to do. Can you think of any other ones that are up tempo, where you can clap your hands and they used to. The St. Louis Blues is a real slow one, right?
I hate to see the evening sun go down. Oh yes, I hate to see the evening sun go down for my baby. He hasn't left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, feeling tomorrow like I feel today, I'll pack my suitcase, make my getaway. Oh, the St. Louis woman with the diamond ring, yeah, Lord, she pull a man around by her apron string. Everyone for the powder and all the store-bought hair. Lord, Lord, that man of mine could not go nowhere, nowhere. I got the St. Louis blue, just as blue as I can be. Oh, my man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Well, if he had no head, he would not have gone so far from me. Oh, the Mississippi River is long, deep, and wide. But dig my sweet man way on the other side. I was going to St. Louis. Yes, yes, I'm going to St. Louis. Yes, yes, I'm going to St. Louis because I've got those St. Louis blues. See, but you see, if you had music and get together with it, it's better.
Uh-huh.
See, but like it is not.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Do you, you know, yesterday I was talking to your friend Hattie Lou Mack.
Uh-huh.
You never actually worked with her, did you?
No, but I visit them a lot.
Uh-huh.
But they had a beautiful show.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful show.
And is she a blues singer, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was another lady lived down here, but she done joined church, and she's so funny. And she's sick, though, now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thelma's sick. I could tell by Kevin, but she's sick. When I met him to get her, and it's a man here plays piano, but he said he won't play no more. He's old time showman, but he said he won't play no more. So Thelma's pretty sick. I would recommend.
What did you do with the comedy? Did you do a little bit of comedy?
Yes, I did. St. Louis Blues Under Cork.
What?
St. Louis Blues Under Cork.
What?
Under Cork Blackface.
Oh, you did?
I did that, and I did a
funny version of it, or just
no, I did the same with a washtub act with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
With a washtub?
Yes, I had a pair of big panties, and I'd be washed, like I'd be washing them, singing and washing them, and riding them and singing, work with them, stretch them, that's way. And when the climax would walk off, I'd throw them out in the audience.
No kidding.
Yes.
You don't have that stuff here, do you?
No. I don't have like that anymore.
Uh-huh.
No more like that.
But it was just a wash tub, and you had clothes.
This wash, this doing that, and then we're doing that and washing that and singing and like ringing and stretching, wanna shake them.
But what sort of clothes?
Just that one pair of panties, woman's panties,
uh-huh.
And I wash them, the new, you know, it wouldn't be old, new, and I'd be like, I'd be washing, and like I'd be,
as part of the act, did you do it in rhythm?
Yeah, right along with the music, see,
uh-huh.
But since I don't have the music, you can't do.
Yeah, like when we do the show, we'll have music,
uh-huh.
We're going to have a company.
Uh-huh, and that's what I had, and see.
And what was the tune, what did they do with this?
I did it on St. Louis Blue.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And see, when I was in Venice, we had to have what's called bird eyes. All my music was rote. I couldn't do nothing without music.
Uh-huh.
See, it's because I belong at that particular time, so I belonged to AZVA and all that kind of stuff. See, you couldn't work with it unless you had it. And it would be, I was some good band, boy. I throw that music in there and gone, man. I did all that junk, and I just enjoyed it. And I did that. And most all of my songs I did, that they write them for me.
Uh-huh. Did you do that on the medicine show with the panties?
Yeah, I did it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just do the St. Louis, you would be in blackface.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd come out on stage.
Uh-huh.
And then St. Louis blues would start.
Right.
Was it up-tempo version of it?
Yeah. See, I would say just a few something, you know, just one of them things. And then I'd start to doing this thing. What's the thing? When I got through, it was my time until today.
Uh-huh.
I got through it. See, I did all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. What did you think was, looking back, does it seem odd to you that does the courting up seem like something from a different era?
Yeah, the people done got away from it now.
Uh-huh.
You know, and most of I know all these men comics, they wear their regular clothes. You can't tell a comedian from nobody else.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that has gotten out that it's just killed the business.
Uh-huh.
Because I like a man walk out there in the street, he walk on stage like that now.
Uh-huh.
A girl walk out there and I'm so sick of pantsuits, that it's beautiful. And they wear the pantsuit out there and come right up with the pantsuit. I'm so sick of them pantsuits, I don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
See, I like to see a lady dress if she's gonna dress. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And all them real dresses up, admitted, I couldn't stand them. I hated all of that, you know. That was just me,
uh-huh.
You know. And so I never did, you can see where I dressed. I never did with all my back out and all. I never did care for all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, wasn't nothing wrong with it, but I just didn't like it.
But wait, what were you wearing when you came out in blackface?
I wore my dresses. I wore
nice
regular.
Nice dresses? Or?
Yes, I wore nice dresses. I went nice.
Uh-huh.
I always went nice and neat. And went that way, and I can't help it, see. But when they could tell I was going to do comedy, because I had some men's shoes I wore, old man comforts, some kind of shoe, with the rubber in the side. I worked like Moms Mabley.
Uh-huh.
Moms Mabley and I were good friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. God bless the day. We were good friends.
Uh-huh.
And I worked just like her,
uh-huh.
See. And then I did quite a bit of.
Did you tell jokes at all when you were doing that?
No, I not too many. No, I never did. And Mr. Shimone, I would MC most of the shows I did. And but I never did tell too many jokes, because when I walked on there with my little mess, that was it. See, I wouldn't have time to do nothing else, because they wouldn't give me time. When I walked on, I had a little thing I did, a little horrible thing I did.
Which is what?
I can't do it now, because I forgot it now. It had to come to me.
Uh-huh.
I'll just make a little hollering.
Uh-huh.
You know, but But I had a way that when I went on, I'd gain the public.
Mm-hmm.
I had a way that way. A certain way I would go and I would draw the public. See, and so it wasn't too hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for today. Of course, it learned me a lot.
Uh-huh. So yeah. You just did you would come on and you would just, you had a little song that was just your little piece.
Right, just a little piece of something. Then I do my little thing, you see.
Uh-huh. This is before you sang the St. Louis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did my little mess, and that was it. I used to do a break, but I don't think I can do it that loud, kind of my leg. I used to have a nice break I would do all the time. But now, since I got my leg hurt, I have never tried anything like that since I gotten hurt.
Uh-huh. Was it a dancing break? Is that what
I used to do BS courses, buck and wing, stop time,
mm-hmm.
tap, all that soft shoe,
mm-hmm.
and flash dance. I did all that stuff. But now, since I got my leg all messed up, I can't do nothing with it.
Uh-huh.
One time they thought I was going to lose my leg, but thank God I haven't lost it yet.
Uh-huh.
But that's messed me up a whole lot.
Uh-huh. Well, if we were to get you in the show in North Carolina, would you just be still when you were dancing, or just you would move a little bit?
I couldn't stand still.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't stand still. I'd die.
In other words, your leg is good enough to move around.
Yeah, I move. I go where I want to go. I walk. I go, but I just can't do too much jumping on. And the other way, it's stiff.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I can't do too much on it.
Is there any type of dancing that you can do on it?
A little.
Can you show me what sort of thing?
But I wouldn't want to cross too many people here know me.
Okay.
And we got some nosy people around here to talk.
Okay.
But I'll do a little. Can't judge a book by the cover. You can't judge a book by the cover, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What about, so you say that you, the holler that you did when you came out on the medicine show, you just don't remember anymore? What sort of thing?
I'm coming on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I just do all kind of little funny things, you know.
Now, I'm coming on. Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Uh-huh.
Like, here's Johnny. Was it like announcing yourself?
Like, my, here's Johnny. I just enjoyed it when I was, thank God for it. I enjoyed it very, very, very much.
So you, it was like, you said, here I come, or did you say, here's Mary Smith?
I said, hear me, here I come. And what was this holler? Just fun, you know, just having fun. Uh-huh. You know, you have to learn a way to gain the public, you know, to get the public get used to you, you know. And I enjoyed it very, very much.
So with the medicine, what did you do when you were with Bartok in the Bardex?
I was a feature attraction. I did them the same blues. I closed their show.
Oh, really?
I closed. In fact, about every show I was on, I had to close it. Uh-huh. Every show that I ever worked with in the nightclubs, all I had always have to close them. Uh-huh. And when I don't say knock on wood, when I closed, it was closed. Uh-huh. It was closed. Oh, one I never shall forget. Valeta Snow, God bless the dead. She came to. We were in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the Star Club, and she followed me, and she got so mad. Oh, she got put me behind that woman. You don't know why I can't follow that woman. Oh, she got mad. Oh, she was angry. Bless her heart. I love her though. I love everybody. I mean, I love people, period. Uh-huh. See, because your talent's your talent. Your gift is your gift. Mine is mine. We can't take something from nobody. But we shouldn't try to imitate everybody. Because if you do yourself, you do all right. Mm-hmm. But if you try to imitate other people, you'll mess yourself up every time. I've learned that. So do your thing and let everybody do their thing and it'll be all right. Everything will work together all right.
When you were with Mary, did you ever do any of the old show business jokes with her? Do you ever just? She used to be a straight lady on a lot of the shows.
Mary who?
Hattie.
No, Hattie. I never did work with her. I visited her and her and Bubba. Uh-huh. But they had a beautiful show, and the people loved them because they were two nice people. Uh-huh. I wouldn't want to find no nicer people nowhere than Bubba and Hattie Lou. Yeah. But I'd always...
Her husband was great.
Yes, Lord. And one of the best producers, a med producer, was in history. And every chance I'd get, I would slip and visit them. Uh-huh. You know, but I never did work with them. But I visited their shows, and they had some beautiful... They give you a hard way to go now. You better believe that. And when Bob put a show together, it was put together.
Did you think he was funny?
Oh, was he? Because it wasn't a better comment than Buddy. Uh-huh. Bubba. No, Bubba.
So do you like those old jokes?
Yeah, I like them. I like jokes today. Uh-huh. See, but one thing I don't like now, they do too much cursing, and they do too much risky. Uh-huh. All, you know, I think you can sell yourself without all of that. Uh-huh. See, but some people just don't look like they can sell themselves if they do that. Uh-huh. And I don't think you have to do all that. To me. I don't think you have to do all that. You can just do the cleaner you are, the better, you know, it go. To me, that's where I feel.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the old jokes like 3 o'clock train and those old little skits, like 3 o'clock train and Pete in the Well and Charlie Over the River and?
No, I was.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh huh. Yeah, and dollar for dollar.
Or stealing. Hattie talked about one where they would steal the chicken.
Yeah. And the girl in the jail about the bread. The judge, I like that. Judge, Your Honor. That's a good. They did that. That's something else. The girl steals the boy home, stealing the bread, and the judge sentenced them so much and so much. It's good.
Which is that one? How does that one?
It's like they're gonna try.
I never heard
Here come the judge, here come the judge, I'm the judge, I'm the judge, here come the judge, now here come the judge, I'm the judge. And then they say, judge.
Is this one Pygmy did?
Pygmy Markham?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm the judge. Judge, Your Honor, I got this man charged for stealing a loaf of bread. What? Bam, bam, come here, Steve. Why'd you steal that bread? Judge, Your Honor, I was hungry, and I couldn't do no better. 6 months, take him away. And then they come on down to the girl, and she out there shake dancing. They tell me you out of there shucking it all up, twisting the wine on, so, blah, 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 blah. Well, Judge, Your Honor, I was just trying to get me some money to feed my little brother, my little sister, and they was hungry. Well, let me see how you do that thing. And they go, I'm the judge, and she go to prison, go home. He said, go on home, I'll beat out of the record. All that, all them things. I used to do all them little funny things like that.
Because I know that Pygmy, when he was on the TV shows, he used to do the Here Come the Judge.
No, that's good. He got it from Bubba Mac.
Oh, really?
That's where he got it from, Bubba Mac. And Baby Seals. You know Baby Seals in Washington?
So, with Bubba, so did Hattie do that skit with Bubba?
I imagine she did, but it was her. I guess she did. Uh-huh. But I know he's done it a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I know that. They had a beautiful show. Mm-hmm. And I know another message, so I can't think of it now. Oh, Lord, been so long. So long, I can't think of it. And I forget all the things. Old now. Uh-huh. Yeah, I forget all I'm saying.
So do you miss show business a lot?
Yes, I miss it. I do. I miss it. But I just got it in the wrong direction. So after like it was fading away and his vaudeville's going out and TLBA's secretary was going out and everything. So let me go right on out with it. Leave me stand in the dark. Uh-huh. So I went right. I said, well, let me be standing in the dark. And I went right on out with it. Uh-huh. So I enjoy myself now since I.
Uh-huh. Did you stop?
Yeah, oh yeah. Since I stopped, I feel better. But I was tired from one thing. Just didn't have time to eat decent. You know, run here, off here, blab here, matinee here, something here, something here, yum. It's rough. Uh-huh. It was rough, you know, but it gives an education. See, one thing about it, it gave me an education.
Yeah.
Thank God for it. It learned me how to meet people. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And people is your living. And I love people, period. Uh-huh. I love just people. Because
when the show is when you're traveling every night.
Yeah, because you're going to meet all type of people. All, regardless of what's never you are, you're going to meet all type. And you got to prepare yourself. What's never come, to be ready to accept it. Mm-hmm. If it's bad, accept it. If it's good, accept it right on. Because mm-hmm. I learned that. And Mr. Miller told me that. And I learned that. Mm-hmm. God bless, they respect the Irvin C. Miller and his wife. Gone.
Big straight show. Is that what they
had? Yeah, they had one of the finest vaudevilles in history.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. But he was go over on these straights them in the summer, but in the winter he played all those fabulous nightclubs and things. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It was beautiful. It was something to see. Uh-huh. And it was classical, you know. Then we'd have school every day, 2 hours schooling.
You would?
Yes, he was.
When you were
he
a
was
child?
A teacher. Yes, he was a teacher.
And he would teach.
Oh yes, he'd teach them. He'd teach us everything.